Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Good morning, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. I'm Laura Della Corte, and I'm here with Alex Cad for Skin Deep and Dimitri. And in the section of week's critics in international, I don't know.
Critics Week.
Okay, and the first question is, this movie tears down walls of gender, sexuality, psychological identity, everything. So how was the idea of it, the first idea?
It wasn't about tearing down walls, but it was, first of all, we wanted to tell a story about a relationship that undergoes major changes, and we had this vision of a place that allows people to become literally somebody else.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this was the basic core idea of it all, and then we started working on it for almost 5 years now.
Okay. And my curiosity was about the place that you choose for shooting the film. And like, you wanted to do, there are some kind of rituals that these couples do, you know, to get closer to each other. And the thing is, at the end of the film, I asked myself what defines us as a person, if it's more like the body or the mind. And I don't know, that's the impression they give me, this kind of research. So did you do a research properly to, show these kind of rituals, you know, to get closer to each other, to have a way to find, you know, a new connection with your significant other, something like that?
Well, we definitely used images and rituals that are known, like a baptism or mikveh, so things that are connected deeply with elements. So this was also something very, very specific for us, that we wanted to use the water and fluidity as something, as a main component within this movie, and the fire that we use towards the end. And as to your question about what defines us more, the psyche or the body, even the standpoint of psychology right now is that there is no clear answer to that. It changes, and both equally shape us, but it's an illusion to think that only if your mind is clear that everything works within you. It's also your body that defines who you are as a person. And what was kind of the main question for us is, if we are a two-divided being, we consist of body and mind that constantly work together, what happens if it doesn't work? What happens if there is a disharmony, if there's conflict between the two of them? And how infinitely more complicated does it get when it's not only concerning you as one individual, but also another human being consisting of two different parts, who is your partner? So the complexity of a relationship where people struggle with their minds or their bodies, and everything gets really super messy and intense.
Yeah. And according to that, I was wondering, how did you choose the characters, the actors for Layla and Tristan?
Well, it took some time. We underwent the process of casting for, it was maybe like 3 years or something that
Whoa.
It took to have all the right characters, because what they're doing there, we have this beautiful and amazing ensemble of strong, mostly theater actors, because that's where you learn craft-wise the big scale that they are playing there. And it was hard to find them. It was hard to find a system in which we could adapt the characters, and in which we could really get to the core of the characters. And I could only do that through the help of the actors. And when we find the right ones, I mean, Dimitri was part of it real early because we were writing it together, and it was clear that I wanted him to be in it because I love him as an actor, and it was cool to keep on writing with an actor. And then Jonas, the main actor, came during the process of writing. Even then, he came into it, and then we shaped his character within the process of writing as well. And that was great. And when we got our whole cast, we took like 3 weeks of rehearsal, and we went through the whole script with the whole ensemble at the place where we were shooting, actually, and we kind of rehearsed it as if it was a theatrical piece, and we went through the whole movie and rehearsed scene by scene and developed the characters there all together. That was amazing because every single one of the actors worked a bit as a director there as well, because they needed to know what they should do when they be playing the character. And our main protagonist in there, Layla, the character is being played by 4 different actors, and this is amazing. So every single one needed exactly to know what they need to be doing to have a constant character through the whole movie.
It's not only amazing, it's actually, I guess, unique in the history of film that we have several characters played by the same person and several actors playing different people and playing versions of each other. So to my knowledge, it's the first time that it's been done this way.
Yeah, and from like my external point, you know, I didn't see all the process. It was to see like a symbiosis, like something very, you know, like a natural being between all the characters, and was very fascinating, very interesting, and at the end, some kind of shocking, because it's like you don't understand when a person ends and begin another one, and so on. So it's like they are all the same person, but they are all different at the same time. So it was very fascinating, and I think I have the time for the last question. And I wanted to ask, did you want to the audience to feel like some kind of crisis when they ask themselves, what do you love of, I mean, your significant other or a friend or whatever you love in your life, and put some kind, you know, or a reflection on that?
I mean, of course, it would be great to have an audience that keeps asking themselves that question. I mean, that's amazing. And also the question of how open-minded am I really? And I love that, to let the audience go with that in mind. And that's just what I've witnessed every time that I see it with an audience, that it really takes up to like 20, 30 minutes of almost silence after the movie. And you see the big fucking question mark on everyone's face. And I think this is a process that everyone goes through, kind of, because it's so big in the movie.
And I think for me personally, it's one of the constant questions I ask myself, actually, when I'm with someone. If it is just the pure attraction of the bodies, and what if things do change, and how do I feel towards a person when I get accustomed to it, and how does sexuality change throughout the years, and what if sexuality transforms into something much deeper, and that it gives you just a soothing warmth, but you don't feel attracted to that body anymore, but you still love the person, but the more you love the person, the less you might feel attracted towards him or her. And these are wonderful questions, and we basically ask ourselves, why doesn't anybody ask these questions in film? Because they're so interesting, and then you have just stupid bullshit Hollywood movies that only portray boy meets girl, and then they're together, and then in the end there's a big dance or a big game or a big fucking whatever.
I'd love to do that next.
The big dance.
It's so simple, yeah.
Yes, or you have this marriage story kind of story. So the end of a relationship, but everything, the big transitions that we live through each and every day, they're not portrayed in movies, and we wanted to change that and kind of show that in a magical realism kind of way.
Yeah, I think the reason why they didn't do film like that, or they don't actually, is because it's difficult.
Yes,
it's difficult.
You are right.
They were right.
they were right.
They were so smart.
Why were we so stupid?
Thank you very much. You've been very kind. So this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, and Laura Della Corte.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.